There are just a couple of letters to the Evening News this week. The first is from Gary Morton of Eton, who is glad to see our printing heritage is being kept alive. I was happy to read in the Evening News recently that the Geralds' printing heritage will continue and have a bespoke home in a new development. It could be a valuable tourist attraction and local amenity, complementing Norwich as a literary centre. Having visited the museum, I saw volunteers involved in the restoration of old books for a contribution to the museum. It inspired me to start collecting old but valuable books with printed woodcut illustrations of artistic merit in need of restoration. I would hope that some sort of studio be incorporated to allow this service by volunteers to be continued so others can have their books restored. Artists will be aware that lithographic techniques as well as pictorial block wood printing are still used for illustrations and works of art, which is part of the valuable history of printing. This is indeed a valuable asset for Norwich.
Why cut down a beautiful tree, asks Dee Finch of Heartsease. With all the talk of pollution, clean air, etc., I thought trees were good for us, so why has a lovely tree that I could view from my garden and is or was growing on Thornfield Way on the Heartsease estate been cut down? Did someone complain? If so, for what reason? What kind of people would want to see trees of any kind removed? It's criminal.